Tonight the whole house smells like cakes and pies. And downstairs I hear the kids decorating the Christmas tree. Somewhere in the house a radio's playing Old Little Town of Bethlehem. I've been sitting here staring through the falling snow at a gas light in our front yard. I keep thinking about a Christmas Eve when I was a boy. It was snowing then too, and my mother was downstairs baking the same stuff my wife's baking now. My grandmother was tucking me into bed and talking to me, and my dad was standing in the door waiting to turn off the light by my bed. He was ashamed of me being scared of the dark. Before he came upstairs, I'd been telling my grandmother how sad I was because I wasn't getting what I really wanted for Christmas, which was a puppy. My dad wouldn't let me have a dog. At that time, he was building up his business, and he never had time to play with me. When he did get home, he was tired and irritated. I was an only child, and I hadn't started school yet. I was lonely a lot of the time. When I stopped talking, my grandmother studied my face for about a half a minute, and then she said, "Sonny boy, you're worried about what you want for yourself, and I can understand that. But Christmas is about giving. Christmas time is when you think about making other people happy." She picked up my hand off the quilt and held it in both her hands. That's when our Heavenly Father gave us the greatest gift of all. He gave us His own Son, so that He could grow up and teach us about His Father, our Father, and about love, about giving, and being a help to one another. From the time he was a little boy, he was unselfish and good, and he cared about people, whoever they were, and whatever shape they were in, and he always tried to be a help. I wasn't seeing my grandmother sitting on the edge of the bed, or my dad leaning on the door frame and looking down at the floor. I was seeing the little boy growing up and learning and playing around his neighborhood. Suddenly I had a thought. "Grandma, did the little boy have a dog?" She smiled down at me. "I don't know if he did or not, Sonny." She reached up and combed back my hair from my forehead with her fingers. "But I know he went around doing good all the time he was here. You might say his whole life was a gift to all of us. He taught us to be unselfish like our Father is." She stood up then and said, "Now you go right to sleep. In the morning there'll be presents under the tree for everybody." When she went out, my dad leaned around her to turn the light off. As I drifted down into sleep, I was thinking how that was the first time I'd ever seen tears in my dad's eyes. I wondered what was wrong. A little later, I woke up for a few seconds when I heard my dad's car start up and drive down the driveway, crunching the snow. A strange sound woke me up the next morning. At first, I couldn't figure out what it was. I heard something kind of like a baby crying, only different. And then I heard a little bitty bark. By then, I was going down the stairs full speed. I'll never forget the scenes I experienced that morning. That little brown and black puppy, who I'd already named Bo, running across the floor with a long wrapping ribbon in his mouth, growling and barking, pretending he was a big, mean, grown-up dog. And my dad and me, playing with a set of cars and trucks and a little green tractor I still have somewhere. For the first time, my dad was having fun at Christmas. It seemed like his eyes were rounder and his face wasn't so tight anymore. Later, we built a snowman, and Bo got all wet. Mom gave me a towel to wrap him up in. He went to sleep in my lap. I didn't know at the time what had really happened to my dad. I just knew it was a wonderful Christmas, and I loved everybody and everything.